We're reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We're reading the Freedom article by Baal HaSulam. We're in the title, The Law of Causality.
Okay. We have simply spoken now that after we learned that previous article, we should continue in that same direction. Now go on to preface, because well, we have 25 minutes. So let's continue with the article from the Freedom.
The Law of Causality. It is worthwhile taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as beings with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own independent of external, alien, and unknown forces. And in what this being, the self, becomes revealed to us. It is true that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us, which abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect, moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself. Meaning that each and every creature in the world, from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect. Moreover, each particular form of a particular conduct which a creature follows while in this world is pushed by ancient causes, compelling it to accept that change in that conduct and not another whatsoever. This is apparent to all who examine the ways of nature from a pure scientific point of view and without a mixture of bias. Indeed, we must analyze this matter to allow ourselves to examine it from all sides.
So what does he say in short? You can maybe say it in a nicer way than me, but there is a reason for everything, a cause for everything, and from every state there is a result, and the cause and result, they progress, can go on this way and bring us to some state in our final state of development. And so we can learn this development as much as we are given, and accordingly, we already know how we can flow in this development to help ourselves to more comfortable development, more faster, or maybe in both. But there is a law that there is a cause and an effect, a result. Every matter has a cause from which the state develops, and this turns into the reason, the cause for the next state, and such from state to state to state, we develop that each state we are in becomes, it is the result from the state preceding it, and it is the reason, the cause for the state that will come after. And so we are always between yesterday and tomorrow. Yes, in the state of today. That's how our development is. And so the knowing the law of causality, understanding it, is the most important thing for us, because in this we can understand all of our history, all the states that we go through, and how to go through them in a better, faster, more correct manner. It all depends on the law of causality. And to know also to what extent we can change or can't change each and everything of our development. So it's worthwhile to know the law of causality. So let's continue.
Please. So does this mean that there is no initial state?
The initial state is called that you don't know about the state preceding it. The first initial state is that there is the upper force, and that his desire is to create the created beings in order to benefit them, to do them good. More than this, we don't know. That's where Kabbalists have reached and tell us. But beforehand, what there is, and there is still more states there, of course, we don't know. We didn't receive it. Nothing was passed on to us about it. And also that the end of development, we receive from Kabbalists what they attained. What there is above this, beyond this, outside this, although there are hints that there are states beyond, after the end of correction, but also we cannot understand it, so they don't tell us about it. In the extent, though, that we will advance, we'll have a more wide mind, sensation, more general, and then we'll also be able to understand states that are above time, motion, and space. But this, that all is drawn according to cause and effect, it's clear to us from this world. And Kabbalists say the same thing exists in spirituality. And so from spirituality, it is illuminated over here, projected over here. Questions from Niv?
How can there be one cause for a certain state if we're in an integral, such a complicated system where everyone depends on everyone? So what does it mean by law of causality?
He means for the development of each and every detail, and all these details together, that in some formula that they are tied together. And such it is from the beginning of creation and the end of creation. And we are in this formula as its components, as its parts.
There are many causes, it's not one cause for a certain state.
It seems to you, it just seems to you. But actually, for everyone, for all these causes and all these effects, these results, there is only one goal. And this goal is determined that the final action is in the preliminary thought, that it is known ahead of time.
Sometimes we say that in order to know why something happens, we have to be in the final correction. The system is so complicated because we can't understand it until the end of the act.
Yes, Bala Salam also writes that we need to look at the end of the action. So what?
So how can he say that there's one cause for a certain state?
Because the Creator is the cause. That's not hard. The Creator is the cause. And so it all comes from Him. All is done in one thought. All the worlds were created. All the created beings. All was done in one shot, one desire. Upper. And then afterwards, it all develops according to that same desire that the Creator inserted into that point, the will to receive it in creation. And then this creation begins to develop and reaches states that they're in that same thought of creation. Other than that same thought, to create created beings and bring them to identification with Himself, that such the Creator decided. Besides this, there is nothing. And in this thought, you have also the desire of the Creator, also the process of the development of the created being, and the entire process that we need to go through, and the final state. That's written to us in the first part of Tess.
Yes, so the fact that it seems to me that it divides into endless or numerous reasons how to understand reality.
It's according to how you are broken, that you are the result of the breaking, of the shattering, and you have many different desires, and you cannot connect them because your intentions are all on, like you have different desires, all your, they're all different, your intentions. You want to enjoy from each and every state that according to how each and every desire obligates you in an egoistic manner. And so thus you don't understand that all of creation is aimed, is directed to the state of connection, that they're all are annulled and then they reach connection, that all of creation is drawn to reveal in its connection, its source. That is the end of creation. That ultimately we need to correct ourselves. And in all of creation, we don't reveal anything new. That's called, you have eaten from the ancient. And we reach thus revelation, that the revelation of the Creator in the created being, that's the process that we're going through. And that's the end of our development.
Moscow 1.
There's a feeling that the states where the lights come from above are opposite in qualities, and they're not in order of cause and effect. And here below, we change these states.
That's true, that there operate upon us all sorts of lights from above, in all sorts of different manners, because we reveal these lights, these influences from above in our desires that they are broken, shattered. They're in oppositeness between them and so on. And so it is difficult for us to identify that they come from one source, that they, these lights, that they push us to one goal. Rather, we thus, in our effort above the separation, above the division, which is called above our reason, above our broken reason, we need to arrange all these influences to one source. We need to arrange ourselves to that same one source, that we'll also be as one man in one heart. And then it all works out. Meaning it's all a matter of correction. Actually, the attainment of creation, of reality, is only in correction. All right. Tzafon 2, north.
Rav, why is the causal, the rules of the cause and effect are, we don't see them?
Because we receive all the influences from the Creator, all His bestowal, in broken vessels, that they're not connected, they're not aimed, directed together. And so we see the world, we don't see how everything is connected to one another. We look at human beings, everyone is running around and each in different directions, yes? As Baal HaSulam says, all of humanity is like those who are running from a flea of, they're fleeing from a field of battle. That's because of our broken will to receive. Don't ask about creation, but the reason why you're revealing creation to be such. Because we are broken. And in our broken desires, such we see. The Creator is the single, only, and unique. His whole, from the beginning to end of creation, there is no change. No difference. Rather, all the difference we feel in our desire that is constantly being cooked up, being ready by the upper light, that like something being heated up on the fire, being cooked, and there are in it all sorts of things that are opposite, contrasting, and they come together. So it all depends on the correction of the desire. And so this desire, despite that it's constantly in changes, but we're connecting all our desires to the Creator, to adhere to Him, then that's called above the desire, that we want to adhere to the Creator in the Source. Then in this, we are actually directing ourselves to Him. And as much as we are in all sorts of different states, in billions of states, every moment, it doesn't bother us, because it just helps us. The opposite. It's called the light. The darkness illuminates as the light. That we are adhered in the Creator, and that helps us reach Him in the whole adhesion.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. What effect do I have on this law of cause and effect?
He's asking, how can I influence this law of cause and effect?
By this, that you cause the connection of all the broken desires. So then instead of feeling this law of causality, of cause and effect, as a broken and confusing matter, then by this that you connect in all your awareness, in your mind and spirit, you're connecting your desires and thoughts together, by this that you're directing them to the Creator, then in this you are not made as some cloud that grasp something, some influence from above in 1,001 manners, because you're broken, yes. Rather that you are connecting yourself inside to one desire, one intention, then in this you're also revealing the Creator as one. And that's called one receives one. That it's not a problem that the Creator seems to you different, broken, multifaceted, He's confusing you and whatnot. The problem is in your vessel, how much your qualities need to be connected together and directed to one source. And then there won't be any problems. So please, it's all in your hands.
So if the Creator does everything and is doing everything, it's still not clear what I can do. If I yearn for the connection
you need to request from the Creator to help you to form your vessel of reception, perception. That as much as you form, you stabilize all these qualities, your desires, as much as you're forming them, you in this are revealing the Creator as there is none else besides Him, the good that does good, as one force. That's it. That's what you need. You need to correct yourself. And how do you reach this? By this, that you're connecting with the 10, and through the 10, you want to locate the Creator. And then that's called one receives one. The Creator receives from the 10 what the 10 requests of Him, and the Creator gives the 10 the force of unity. And then everything ends in that. Everything works out.
Thank you.
Otof Yofi.
Wonderful. PT 23.
Shalom Rav. Ani eten dugma ve'be'ezrat.
Hello Rav. I'll give an example and with that I will ask a question. For instance, I have to now reach a state of restriction. meaning I see there is a long process, relatively long process in front of me, and I see that it's not so pleasant. We go through states that are not simple, and I also have no choice but to walk on this process. So I see this process, I understand this process, I don't understand why. According to the law of causality, I have no way to change these states. Maybe I can justify them or something, but ultimately I see that it's the same, it stays the same. It's as it is.
All remains as it is, besides you. If you'll make an effort to connect yourself in each moment in life, that what you receive, what you feel, you're receiving it from the Creator, and that in return, each moment in life, you want to be directed towards Him, and that it is the force of the good that does good, despite that you don't feel it. But you must relate to Him back as the good that does good. And then, in such a manner, you will reach contact with the Creator, and then connection with the Creator. You have no other form, no other manner to reach correction.
PT9.
Rav, we have a desire to understand the causality and how the Creator works, etc. On the other hand, it's written, and we read it yesterday in the article, that a person doesn't have to understand everything in his reason, but to go above reason, etc. We do have a desire to understand. We learn the preface. So what's the right relation to this desire to understand the law of causality and that the Creator works?
First of all, to understand that we cannot understand until we have suitable vessels. In the corporeal world, we build suitable vessels, let's say, for research each time. Microscopes, telescopes, all sorts of different unique programs. But for the spiritual world, we need to understand that spirituality is unity. Of the Creator, that He's the single one and unique, that we can investigate Him, understand Him, only in the extent that our vessel will also be as such, in order that us, the created beings, will be ready for researching, investigating the Creator, then we received the breaking, the shattering, and each one is divided and divided and divided, separated from the others. And if we begin to connect despite the barriers between us, then we build a sort of device that becomes entirely connected of billions of cells, and all these cells after them, beyond that device, they all connect between them to one goal. And so all these cells become as one ayin. Despite that there are billions of cells there. And so if we'll connect, they're like an eye. So in this, gradually, we're attaining the upper reality, the upper force, in the degrees of root 1, 2, 3, 4, or nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. And this is accordingly to the intensity of connection between us, upon the will to receive root 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. There's no problem here. But to approach this spiritual investigation with the corporeal mind is impossible. It's impossible because you don't have a vessel. You don't have a vessel. And so whoever wants to do this, he simply doesn't understand just how much of a fool he is.
But Rav, the desire itself to research and to understand, is that also bad or is it beneficial?
Of course it's good, but it's on the condition that you're doing it according to nature. How can you investigate desire? The desire is the spirituality in man. It's not corporeal. Find me in a person his desire. Show me what it is. Where is it? It's above the matter. So in short, we have what to learn here. And we'll hope that one day we'll be wise. In the meantime, have a wonderful day of rest and joy and connection. All right? Okay. Oh, wait. We have Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav.
With my permission, yes.
With your permission, only with your permission. Without your permission, there is no broadcast. So certainly with your permission, Rav, I have a question. Everything we learn, the law of causality, except for the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, what you teach us in us, I think it's a wonderful way. And that's when, what we should attain through the connection. We see throughout history, if we look at the past history, except for the ones, the people of the Zohar, other people talked about the law of causality in science. How did they attain it without connection?
We see it from our life. Well, we don't see it from our life that we develop. Look at history, geography, all these things. So, of course. But it's all investigation according to the human mind. Read all the history books of each country and you'll see how much they all contradict one another. So what are you going to find there? Truth? You're not going to find there. If you really want to investigate, you need to get into nature that manages this history. And this nature is the upper force. All the best.
Thank you very much. Rest.
We'll meet soon.
Before we sing a song, our schedule for today is 10 until 10:30, news with Rav Lightman, and then 10:30 until 11:30, the writers' meeting. Let's sing a song. Liebe ist wie Medizin für alle Menschen. Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Один это когда все вместе. Un c'est l'amour sans aucune frontière. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit einem Herzen. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit deinem Herzen.
один.